This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A response from both Iran and Canada after Iran's Revolutionary Guard acknowledged it downed the Ukrainian passenger plane last Wednesday, killing all 176 on board. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a presentation broadcast on Iranian state television, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his unit had been prepared for an all-out conflict that night. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh took full responsibility, saying a member of his team had mistaken the Ukrainian jet for an incoming cruise missile. However, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani also blamed the incident on threats and bullying by the United States.
The reality is there have been significant tensions in that region.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's spoken to both Rouhani and President Trump.
What we are calling for now is a de-escalation.
I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Trump Saturday tweeted support for the Iranian people in Farsi and in English as they took to the streets after their government admitted unintentionally shooting down the Ukrainian jetliner. On Saturday evening, police dispersed students who had converged on a university in Tehran to pay tribute to the victims after some among the hundred shouted slogans. Earlier in the first official U.S. statement after Iran's admission, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo posted on Twitter a video of the protest in Tehran. A roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan killed at least two people, two American soldiers on Saturday, injured two others as well. NATO's Resolute Support Mission said the service members were conducting operations in southern Kandahar province when the vehicle struck an improvised explosive device, or IED. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for planting the bomb in an Afghan province that hosts a major U.S. military base. This is VOA News. Taiwanese voters re-elected incumbent Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday by landslide, renewing her mandate to keep holding off the island's longtime military rival China after a year of fast-changing threats. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports in the news conference held by Tsai.
As the president of Taiwan, I must deal with the cross-strait relations according to the will of the people. Just now, as I started the speech, I spent a lot of time explaining how we had dealt with cross-strait relations and how we will deal with it in the future. I hope this election result sends China a clear message and that they will understand what Taiwan's people want. And I hope they can understand that a stable relationship comes from the mutual efforts of both sides. It's not the responsibility of one side. On this basis, we are willing to start a positive interaction.
China and months of anti-government unrest and protests in Hong Kong took center stage in her campaign, with Tsai holding out Taiwan as a beacon of hope for protesters in the former British colony.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. After weeks of criticism over the handling of the bushfire scorching Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Sunday he will propose a national review into the response to the disaster, as the fires claimed another firefighter's life.
And there's a lot of raw emotion out there, and that's why I say there are scars on our landscape and there are scars on our people and scars you won't see. And the rebuilding effort is just not rebuilding the infrastructure. It's just not rebuilding the towns and the homes. It's rebuilding communities, and to do that, you've got to help people restore as well. And no one's immune from that. None of us are.
With the Australian bush burning for nearly 3 months now, killing 28 people, claiming 2,000 homes, and raging across millions of acres of land and wildlife, the crisis is becoming increasingly political. Scores of chanting demonstrators marched through Paris Saturday, a day after negotiations between the French government and trade unions failed to break the deadlock over pension reform. Reuters' Francesca Lina.
Chanting protesters marched through Paris on Saturday on the sixth day of nationwide protests. A day after negotiations between the French government and trade unions failed to break the deadlock over pension reform. President Emmanuel Macron's centrist government defied unions on Friday with a draft pension reform bill that included a contested clause on raising the retirement age by 2 years to 64. Parliament is due to debate the reform bill from mid-February.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.